I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Pass the Gravy, episode 63? Yeah?
Yeah.
There we go. It's Cole and Alex back at you.
Keep that up. Keep it up.
Keep it up. Keep it up?
Yeah, keep it up.
All right, let's let it play.
Yeah, let it play
a little bit.
Write it out. We got a lot of music that we're going to play today.
Yeah, we do.
We're
going to bring you the hits.
We got music. We got sports. We got not cool. We got questions for answers.
We got answers.
We got answers.
We've got some deep conversations for the shallow end.
Yeah, oh.
It's a new little thing we're going to be working on here.
Is that
on
true?
The podcast.
Is
yeah.
That's cool.
We're going to have some questions. We're going to kind of life questions we're going
to
answer.
Can we just change the name of the show to Deep Questions for the Shallow End?
No, that'll be our catchphrase.
Mm.
Where on Past the Gate, we have deep conversations on the show.
Now get that music out of here.
Yeah? No?
I hate it.
No? Did you know this is the same song, same beat for Hits from the Bong from Cypress Hill and Son of a Preacher Man?
Really? No.
I didn't know that until the other day.
Are we shooting? I mean, rolling? I mean,
yeah,
recording?
We're rolling.
Recording?
We're always rolling.
Okay, cool.
Are we? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how have you been, buddy? You haven't been here in a while.
No, I've been tired, man. I'm tired. I'm divaing out today.
You are really divaing out. He was like, hey, let's record tonight. And I was like, all right, cool, that's great. And he's like, man, I'm kind of tired and grumpy. And I was like, well, you wanted to.
Well, if you knew what I went through today, I just got done watching the new Nicholas Sparks movie.
Okay, can we go into that? Can
no.
You can't?
No, it wasn't bad.
What
I'm
was
just
it?
Tired.
What was the movie called?
The Longest Ride.
Was it, okay, was it better or worse than The Longest Yard?
Well, it's a sequel, but this time it's Adam Sandler doing reverse cowgirl the entire time.
What if it was? Would it have been a better movie than what you saw?
No, dude, it's not a bad movie. I'm just not in the mood. I'm just tired. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to do a movie review here today.
You're not going to?
No.
Why?
Because
think you're better than that?
I don't know.
You're the movie review guy. You haven't been here in a while.
I haven't done any
people
movie
are like,
reviews.
Hey, when was Cole should do some movie reviews.
When was the last time I was here?
I don't know.
You know who I did talk to today?
Who?
Indy Kalu.
Oh, yeah? Friend of the show, Indy Kalu. What did he say?
He said he had a good time. He's a major market radio host here in Houston.
Yeah. Number one sports talk show at that time slot.
Is that true?
That is very true.
Yeah, he's cool, man. We were just talking about the show and like coming in and doing it and just the freedoms that the podcast allows. But, you know, he also has a really awesome platform.
Yeah, he does. He does. And that is sports and... You know, staying on topic, why don't we talk some sports?
Yeah, no, that dude is like, Indy, it's crazy because, so he's this former NFL player, hometown guy.
You know that he's been on a podcast.
I know, right? So but I'm just saying, like, it's just crazy to think about, like, just the stuff that he does with real estate and stuff like that as well. Like, how do you have time?
He didn't even go into his real estate side of the podcast, but it's like he does two jobs, basically.
No, he does do two jobs, and so do I, but it's hard, and it's hard.
I mean, you don't necessarily run a company like he does.
No.
That's a lot of responsibility.
I work for a massive, massive, massive media company.
Yeah.
Which will remain nameless?
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're staying on sports. Did you happen to watch the Final Four at all?
You know it, dude.
You did?
Yes.
What was your favorite moment in the Final Four?
I really liked... Oh, no, never mind. That was the Elite Eight. That was my favorite moment. But
maybe I didn't pay attention.
Maybe the Kentucky press conference is my favorite moment of the Final Four.
Yeah. Like, isn't it amazing how many people were offended, and I'm using quotation marks to say that, because... Like, he called him a derogatory term for a black person.
Which...
The person he was calling that was a white person.
Right, yeah, Frank Kaminsky.
I don't think anybody should be suspended. I don't think he should be in trouble for it. But I do think that Frank Kaminsky now gets one free pass.
I think Frank Kaminsky...
I mean, not saying it's right, but I think that, you know, He gets one slip up and you're like, well, it's okay.
Dude, okay, here's the thing is, it was just like him just saying kind of like, you know, and I don't even know if this news is even dated at this point.
Oh, it's pretty dated. Yeah, but we're still talking about it because this is the most recent time we've talked on
the show.
Right,
yeah. It's just kind of him like saying like, fuck that guy.
That's basically what he was saying.
He did. That's just what, you know, from what I know about the African-American community is that they just kind of use that as a term for a guy. Like,
it's a term of endearment if you think about it. And so he really thinks that Kaminsky's endeared a lot.
Dude, they just lost. Okay.
Right, yeah. Like, oh, hey, let's interview the guy right after the game that was a huge deal. It was their first loss of the season. Let's just see if he's upset about it.
Well, and he said it under his breath. He had his hand covered.
And it wasn't even a question technically directed at him, I think.
His mic was just hot.
Direct, yeah. And so technically you could say that was on whoever the guy operating the board was, but...
Right.
But, you know, you shouldn't have said that in the first place.
You shouldn't have said that in the first place. And, you know, whatever, man. It's just a news topic. I mean, dude, it's an interesting news topic.
Something people just wanted to be like, oh, look, I can be upset about this because I'm white and I can say that the black kid's saying it offends me. It's like, it doesn't offend you. You didn't care.
Remember that time a few months ago we were talking about apology culture?
Yeah, that's basically like what they wanted.
This is gotcha culture. Oh, hey, we got you. We caught you.
Well, see, you did it too. You did it. It goes both ways.
And then, of course, friend of the show, Stephen A. Smith, gets on and he's the first one to...
No, I gotta tell you, I've hung out with many black players and I've never seen anything this preposterous.
I ate lunch with Dwayne Wade.
I knew Dwayne Wade's baby before he was his baby, but, as a fetus.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, see, we're doing exactly what we gripe about everyone else doing. Why are we not talking about the game, okay? That team would have gone down in history. What was the last team? Was it 1991 UNLV?
Something
like that. Undefeated?
No, UNLV lost to Duke.
In the final?
In the Final Four.
In 1991?
Right.
Christian Laettner.
I think that was Kentucky Duke.
And then it was Kentucky Duke in the final?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm not a big college basketball guy.
Really?
I mean, I watch March Madness and I usually watch the tournaments and I'll occasionally watch it. But it's it starts during football season. So like by the time you're really, it's the only thing going on. It's like three quarters of the way through. And it's just, I don't really have
a lot of didn't really get into it either. But I mean, you know,
I think college basketball has the worst regular season and maybe the best postseason, and I thought college football had the best regular season and the worst postseason until this most recent change they made.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, dude, college basketball, I have a lot of respect for college basketball and a lot of the coaches and culture and stuff like that, but that to me, it just kind of gets to be like, well, you know, like Jim Boeheim now is like forever like stained because of what's happened and stuff like that, but everybody hates Duke. For some reason.
And Duke doesn't do anything wrong.
Duke doesn't do anything.
They suspend and kick off players on their team that, like, do bad things, and they still win without him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're like, well, I hate him because all I do is win and are nice and smart.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. It was a great final. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought that Wisconsin got kind of, you know, screwed on some calls.
Yeah, they did, especially at the end.
But I guess, you know, it goes back to the old saying that you still got to win the game in spite of the referees sometimes.
Can we stop talking about basketball and just switch to football now?
What do you want to talk about football?
I mean, I don't know. You like the Giants.
I do like the Giants.
I like the Cowboys.
But, like, we like opposite teams. Uh-oh. Oh, no, boys and girls.
I smell a sitcom.
I actually today, because I had all kinds of time and I'm a very busy guy, I had an opportunity to sit down and watch NFL Network, and I watched the 1994 Giants-Cowboys game where the Cowboys beat the Giants in overtime 16-13, and it still hurt. It hurt, and I felt like it was a loss that was from this season, and I was just like, oh, man. Because I purposely didn't click on the thing where, you know, like it'll tell you the breakdown of what happened. It's like, so-and-so beat so-and-so on this last-second field goal. Like, I purposely didn't look at it, and Emmitt Smith ran for like 170 yards or whatever, and It was a great game by both teams. But see, you want to talk football? I can talk football.
Dude, no, I mean, you know, I don't.
I just don't think anybody else gives a shit about the Giants Cowboys.
They don't.
We do.
They don't.
So you want to talk? what else sports you want to talk, Cole?
I don't know. You had the whole thing. You had the whole thing lined up in front of you. You tell me. You lead us here.
Well, you were
this.
The one that was like, "Let's talk about sports today."
Well, let's talk about sports.
I don't know. Who do you think is going to be the MVP of the
NBA? No. Don't just start throwing out random.
Well,
topics
let's talk
to
about
me.
That. I think it's something we could talk about. No.
I'm doing.
Are you reeling us in?
No. You guys can't see, but I'm cooking it up. I'm cooking.
Oh, he's doing. Yeah. See, that doesn't work on.
That doesn't work for this medium.
Yeah, an audio medium. Although we do have some readers, but I still don't think it's a picture book.
No, it's not. Yeah, no, I don't know. I guess I've just been trying to kind of get back into sports, and like I've realized recently how much I don't know about certain things about sports. Like I figure myself as like a real knowledgeable dude, but like it's way more intricate than I really realized, especially with like recent things I've been doing in my life.
Like you mean like X's and O's and like inside the game and stuff?
And just certain things that like I think I know about and then I'm questioned about it and it just goes straight over my head. Like, you know, I guess that just kind of really breaks it down kind of like, you know, how I'm a movie guy, how whenever I start blabbing things about movies, I know the X's and O's about that kind of industry.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but there's not really a strategy there like sports. Like, I mean, you can talk about even like intricacies, like the Rockets' free throw, lack of free throw game versus, you know, their defense and how they don't have a good point guard or blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
This, I don't know. Just to me, it's like just things I never think about. Like, I'm like, oh, man, James Harden and Dwight Howard are good players.
They are good players. That's all you got to say about him? That is the depth of what my analysis is.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man. I just
have you paid attention to the NBA?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then who would you say? Let's lay out the four MVP candidates, obviously, for those of you that have not paid any attention to the NBA. And that would be James Harden, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James.
LeBron James, really? Is he just always in there just because he's
LeBron
James?
Well, I mean, look at what he's done with Cleveland now. Like, he kind of brought him back into it. They were struggling in the beginning of the season. Yeah. He's really turned it around, and he's been like pretty much the sole, not the sole reason because they had Kyrie Irving, but he's been a huge reason why.
I love Kyrie.
I think that Steph Curry is going to win it.
Yeah, he is because
of the record.
Because of the record and because most of the writers are going to see more Golden State games than Rockets games.
But you can argue that against that, though, because also the East Coast is not going to stay up and watch a game that starts at 10 p.m.
Right.
They'd rather watch – like you would. I think that more people would have a chance to see James Harden if they went out of their way to do it.
Man, it's tough, though. It's a tough thing to kind of think about because, you know, both of those guys really – okay, let's start with Golden State. All Golden State has is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson just draining shots. So – but the thing is like James Harden doesn't have that.
Well, James Harden has Dwight Howard who's missed a ton of the season. So I think that just that by itself shows that James is most valuable to his team.
I think
without him, the Rockets are not anywhere near a possible two seed where they could land.
Yeah, no way at all. But I mean, okay, let's think.
Great season by Golden State, but I think that Klay Thompson was going to play well regardless. I don't think they would have done as well without Steph Curry. But I mean, I think I'm not going to knock Steph Curry if he wins it. I think he will win it. If I got to choose, I would pick James Harden. I may be a little bit biased.
I'm biased as well, dude. Of course, dude. Of course, because we're both Rockets fans.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, is that okay to
full disclosure?
Is that okay to reveal on this podcast?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I do. I would love to see Harden. I would love it, man. That dude, he kind of seems more. I don't know. They both seem really focused, but Harden to me just kind of has that quality to me that seems like his team really does lean on him, and really the whole city leans on him. But granted, we're so biased, though. We're so biased in this.
But I think his stats add up. It's not like we're necessarily making it up and no one else is talking about him in the conversation. You can't deny that Harden and Curry are 1-2 in the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think that necessarily we're being biased and just throwing in an MVP candidate. I think that our decision may be swayed by the fact that we also watch more Rockets games than Warriors games. But I think that James Harden, like if you look at James Harden last year and you look at what he's doing this year where he's learned how to kind of – he's played defense more than he ever has before – and he's just, all right, I'll put my team on my back and I'll have another 30-point night. Like, that's 30-plus tons of times this season, which is ridiculous. I don't know the exact stat, but
right.
I don't have it in front of me, but it's ridiculous. And he had 41 against Russell Westbrook, and they were literally just going one-on-one pretty much the whole time at the very end, just trying to see who could outshoot the other one.
Yeah, you know, but and when you think of, like, Curry, he doesn't really play defense, does he?
He can.
He can?
Yeah, I mean, he's not...
He's in the one spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Harden's what, the two spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a guard, shooting guard.
So he's the shooting guard. So he's the Klay Thompson here in this situation. Yeah. Okay, see, those are certain things, like what I was talking about, like X's and O's. Like, I'm kind of proud of myself right now for even knowing that. Like, I know players... I'm more of a fan of players than I am of the game. But since moving to Houston and really seeing the douchiness of the Mavs exposed... being down here, it kind of inherently makes me a Rockets fan. They just kind of seem like a classier organization.
Yep, I would say so.
Absolutely. And a team that has not advanced past the first round of the playoffs since, what, the 90s?
20 years. Or we've done it once in the last, like, 20 years, pretty much.
Yeah, remember whenever Tracy McGrady was a Rocket?
Yeah.
I don't think Tracy McGrady even got past the first round of the playoffs in his career.
He did with the Spurs.
Oh, wait, when was he with the Spurs?
Like 2 years ago. Really? Like they signed him for the playoffs.
Was right he their the sixth playoffs. Man?
No, he rarely played. But
dude, he was the man for a long time in the NBA.
He had the back of like a 50-year-old when he was 22.
That's a bummer, man. What was his main team? Was it the Magic?
He started on the Magic, and then he went to the Rockets, and the Rockets he played with for a long, long time.
Jeez, dude, time flies in sports, man. Because you think about it, and I'm like, wow. I think about it, and it's like, dude.
Well, it really doesn't, because they're like, all right, this guy's 19 or whatever. Now when he's 31, he's done. Really?
You think about, like, KG or whatever. Like, I have known KG in the league since I was a child. Yeah. And now I'm almost 30.
That's how I felt with Shaq when Shaq retired. I was like, I've grown up and knowing nothing. Like, I remember the Rockets beating Shaq in the championship. Like, I remember that when I was growing up. And that was one of my first basketball memories. And then Shaq playing and just retiring not too long ago. Wow. I've not been alive with him. And it was kind of the same with Brett Favre. Like, I've never really been alive and, like, conscious enough and paying attention where Brett Favre hasn't been playing football.
Yeah, and then you think about, okay, so give me a minute here. Give me a dance floor to kind of...
Dance floor?
Well, a dance floor, but for my mouth.
All right. Dance away, Cole.
Is that the title of the episode? Like, we always like find it like the weirdest like ways. Pass the gravy, a dance floor for your mouth. That's
dance
actually pretty good.
For your mouth.
That's pretty good. So anyway, yeah, like so you think of LeBron, like dude, LeBron came into the league in 2003, but he was also even being profiled in like 2002, like when he was what was his name of his school, St. Mary's or whatever.
Something like that.
So I mean, so really you think about that and you're like, geez, man, like that guy's been in the league forever too. And then you think about our boy, James Harden. That dude is younger than both of us. He's doing real grown man shit, dude. He's what, 25? Okay, and he is like...
To be fair, he's playing basketball. He's not saving lives.
We're not saving any lives.
Right.
But
he's doing more than we are, but dude, not more than a lot of people.
It's just crazy to think that this dude is younger than us, and here we are like stressing out about our day-to-day stuff, but yet this guy is like has like... way more pressures.
He's got some cash, too.
Oh, he's got a ton of cash, and he had that really awesome SportsCenter commercial.
With Orbit?
Yeah, can you link to that in the show notes? Is that possible?
I would put that on Stuff from the Show, yeah.
I don't even know if it's on YouTube
or
anything.
It is on YouTube.
It's hilarious.
I'll put it on the Stuff from the Show thing.
Should I explain it, or should we just pass?
We'll just go look at it.
Yeah, go look at it.
Let's. You want to talk about some... You want to have some conversations?
I want to talk more about sports.
What else about sports is there?
Baseball!
I don't think either one of us knows enough about baseball.
Do you have a sound effect
right
for
now.
Us?
No, I don't.
To talk about baseball? Give me some baseball music. That's what
that
I'm looking
like
for.
Sound like you're at a game?
That's what I'm looking for. Man, don't you just love the sweet smell of those hot dogs? The cold
beer. Get your cold beer.
The peanuts.
Peanuts.
The
hot
atmosphere.
Dogs, Cracker Jack. Cold beer.
That's an American tradition. The most boring American tradition. I don't like baseball. I think it's so boring.
So you wanted to talk about a sport just so you could tell us you hated it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like kind of a dick move. Charge!
I just don't get... Dude, the seasons are so long, man. I mean,
yeah, they do play too many games.
You know, I mean, you don't need me to say that because I know everybody else has, but... it's 162 games, really? Really?
It's a little much.
But, dude, okay, so I was thinking about this too, man. Like, those guys... Like, yeah, football's hard. You know, hockey's hard.
That's what she said.
But these dudes play so much. I mean, have you ever played in, like, a softball tournament over a weekend or something like that?
Played in hockey tournaments.
Well, and we're talking softball. Have you ever played a softball tournament?
I've been on, like, an intramural softball team, but we didn't really play tournaments. We would drink and play games.
Okay, well, anyway, well, baseball's hard. It's tiring. And it's really fun to play. So it's just crazy. These guys get like one day off a week, and that's like a Monday.
Baseball's hard.
Yes.
Oh, right. I stood in a field, and I waited until somebody might have hit it my way. Some games, they don't ever hit it my way.
Dude, it's hard.
I'm not saying it's not it's like easy, but
no,
it's not
I know.
Like,
we're talking. We're
I would
not
say
talking,
it's probably the easiest of the major sports.
Of the four major sports?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any more baseball music?
No, we're done with baseball music. Why don't we move on? I don't think we're not really at the point where we should talk a lot of baseball yet.
No.
I
guess we're not even – I thought we were more qualified to talk sports.
I think we are, but we have other things we have on our agenda today.
That's it? There were no more sports?
That's it.
Dude, okay, so no, I got something that I was thinking about. Okay, so I was recently at a bachelor party. And it was great. Okay, so I was in Colorado. And I don't know if I should say what I was doing in Colorado.
You pretty much just did. So there you go. Cat's out of the bag.
But I was in Colorado on a bachelor party, and it was awesome for a weekend. But the whole time, dude. Okay, so I consider myself – I'm going to digress here for a quick second. I consider myself kind of a music snob. I'm a guy who goes to
– what? Dude, stop. You can't bring that from here.
No, you can't just call me out.
What are you doing?
I'm a dude who kind of likes to follow like music blogs like or music sites like Pitchfork, stuff like that. Indie music, you know, the festival scene, if you will. But, you know, from time to
Mr. Hipster.
Pretty much. But what I like sometimes, man, I like a little pop music in my life. And I've recently discovered how much I like the music of Ariana Grande. So before I went on this bachelor party.
Do you have any particular song of hers?
Just wait.
Okay.
Do you like Ariana Grande?
No. I mean, I don't really listen to her music.
Oh,
I don't.
She's so fine, though. Oh, my God.
See, I watched a TV show with her older brother on it, and they look exactly the same. And so it's kind of ruined it because I really didn't know who she was until I found out who he was.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you after.
I think what's funny about this right now, yeah. Nobody knows.
For those of you reading or listening.
Nobody knows, but, like, the way that we're facing each other, there's, like, no way Alex could, like, show me a picture.
I would, like, have to, like, flip around a computer screen right now.
So, anyway, okay, so what I'm saying is, like, every once in a while, I like to enjoy some pop music, okay? I like it.
Pop music?
Pop music.
Like Bob Marley?
Well, I do like Bob Marley. I actually listened to Bob Marley this morning. But
see, there you go, pop music.
But, yeah, no, I like to listen to pop music, and it's sometimes really fun. And whenever there's a really good pop album, like Ariana Grande's album, I kind of got hooked on it. She has a song called Love Me Harder, and I had it stuck in my head. But keep it under me the entire time.
And I just play it a little bit?
Do we have the license for this?
Who gives a fuck? We play by our own goddamn rules.
Yeah, until we get a cease and desist later. Whoa,
we haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, not right this very second.
Wait, let's let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Take it with the pain. This is a good song. Just wait till the chorus. Are you playing the video?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I'm reading these awesome lyrics.
You got to see the video. We'll sing it. Do you know this song?
Not really. I've heard it.
It's really catchy.
I know this song. I'm not proud of it.
So, keep it going, but I want to talk about Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And I think you're going to have some really negative things to say about a few pop artists. But, dude, no, this song and this album is such an amazing pop album.
Did you buy the album?
No, I didn't buy it, but I listen to it on Spotify all the time.
Okay.
And
you think you might buy it?
Yeah, but just... No, I'm not going to buy it. But wait, crank it up. Listen to this. And you got The Weeknd right here. It's a little corny, but it's a good pop song. Okay, so anyway, when I was on this bachelor party, I had that part where The Weeknd comes in that we just played stuck in my head, and I could not get it out of my head no matter how many things I did in Colorado. I did. Is that a
no matter what kind of things?
Nothing. Like, skiing.
Like drinking sodas with your buddies?
Yeah, drinking.
Playing checkers?
I was drinking... I'm trying to think of a really...
Eating sandwiches, like on How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, I was eating sandwiches. Yeah.
We had a bunch of Subway sandwiches or sub sandwiches.
But yeah, and so I could not get it stuck out of my head for the longest time. And so I finally got back here and it's not in my head anymore. But
now it is.
No, it's not.
It's coming back.
But I don't really have a point other than that, than the fact that like...
You gotta.
But you know... There's some really good pop music out there today. I don't care what you say. You know, it kind of makes me think of like, you know, like a few years ago, like probably along the times when we were in college.
College hockey.
Yeah. How was that? What kind of accent is that?
It's like Northeast.
College hockey. We're Texan. Well, you're not a Texan.
I'm an American. That's all you need to know.
Oh, there it is.
That's all you need to fucking know there, baby.
There it is, America. Open up a dance floor with your mouth.
Open up dance floors with your mouth. with your mouse, because I have a mouse that actually runs out onto the dance floor first, and then it clears it out and clears it of other mice and other rodents.
What was
like
I even
that.
Talking about? No, so
you just wanted to dance.
No. The song I was talking about when we were in college. It's not like this song. That song's not as much as a phenomenon, but is like, oh gosh, what is it? Oh, Call Me Maybe. That was it.
Yeah, we're actually gonna cover that later too.
No, wait.
Oh, I'm not even kidding. It's
really?
On the docket.
Do you have it? Can you play it for me while I'm talking?
Are we just going to skip right to Not Cool? Because we can.
No.
I think we should.
Dude, no.
I give my Not Cool then?
No. Dude, just wait.
Okay, fine. Because it is pop. It is something that has to do with pop music.
Is it really?
Yes.
I swear, everybody, the hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have.
Millions. We have listeners in Australia, by the way.
Do we really?
Hey, guys. G'day!
Do we know what their names are?
No.
Can they please email us? Please email me.
Email us, mate.
No.
Throw another email on the Bobby.
Tweet me. I want people to dislike. You know, I haven't been on the show in a long time, but I need these people from Australia. If you have a Twitter or I have a friend who has a Twitter, tweet at me. At Words
If you have a friend that has a Twitter, just like, hey, can you just tweet these guys?
This is a major market podcast, okay?
We don't have a market.
Well, we're giving ourselves a market. Our market is Sydney, Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. Let's not go into parody and do some crappy Australian accents. We don't want to offend any of our listeners because we probably ought to sound like idiots right now because we're Americans.
What are you talking about? We sound great.
Yeah, I guess so.
G'day. Welcome to Pass the Gravy, mates.
Is that a didgeridoo?
I just brought my didgeridoo in case we had to break out the Australian accents.
Where
this
did you get that?
Australian accent. I just found it. I'm just laying here.
Wait, hold on. Wait, are you playing that? You are playing that.
While talking, which is
incredible feat. Stop. Just focus on the didgeridoo. How are you getting that timbre?
It's very difficult. I practiced for 6 months to get this down.
Wait, that's it? That's all it takes?
6 whole months.
Do you do any
non-stop? Hyperbaric chamber.
Do you do any live shows?
Any live shows? No, I haven't. I was supposed to open up for this band one time, and it just didn't work out. There's this little band called the Bee Gees.
Can you just play Call Me Maybe for me? Or are you going to play it later in the show?
Well, like, I guess we can. Well, I think we should break into Not Cool right now. And then.
Do we not have any other cool topics to talk about?
Well, we do have a deep conversation for the shallow end, but we're already kind of on pop music, and I feel like we should knock out Not Cool. Then we can have our deep conversation.
But we can't, dude. We can't go out of order.
We're going out of order. We're crazy this week. We're crazy. Here on Pass the Gravy. We're crazy, mate.
Okay.
Well, crazy, mate. Did you like that I just threw the Australian accent in just at the end to make it even worse?
I'm falling asleep behind the mic.
He's really sick and tired of it. Why don't we move on to Not Cool then?
Not Cool. Do you have a sound effect for Not Cool?
No, I don't. I don't have a sound effect.
Can you make up one
now? Look, guys, we just got sound effects, all right? Obviously, you can understand Cole doesn't realize that it's going to take us a while to accumulate quite a few. It's going to take us a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We're working on it. All right, Not Cool. So that's basically, you want to tell our listeners what Not Cool would be, Cole?
Like what Not Cool is?
Yeah, like what would be, you know, perhaps like something, I'll just do it then.
Hobos.
No, I'm just saying, not cool is something like you'd see that you'd come across in the week. It's just like, dude, that's not cool, man. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. And there may be something personal that's happened to us or something just in general that we notice that happens regularly that you may see. If you guys have any Not Cools that like happen to you, just tweet them to us or whatever. At PassGaryPod, at WordsBickle, at Alex J. Middleton. You can do that. Email them to us, passgreatpod@gmail.com.
Dude, I want to say one Not Cool so bad, but I'm scared.
All right, do it.
I'm scared it will not get edited out of the podcast.
Just do it. Why?
Will you promise that?
No!
You have to edit
this. Can you
this
do
out.
This and just edit it and then, like, nobody can hear it, but we're just going to record it?
I'll tell you off mic. No, I could get in some serious trouble
See,
for this
everybody
one.
Is pissed.
This would hurt my job.
Just everybody.
This would hurt my
write
job.
Write Cole and tell him. You're pissed at him for not sharing a secret.
I remember I used to do this all the time.
You still kind of do this all the time.
It's like,
just remember when you tell me, I'll tweet it out to everybody. So don't worry, guys. You'll hear it through the grapevine. It'll be leaked.
Can you play I Heard It Through the Grapevine the rest of the show? Yeah, no. So college hockey. No, the Frozen Four is really actually just as fascinating as the Final Four.
We're not talking about sports anymore.
Okay, sorry.
What are you... All right.
We're taking calls.
No. we're going to go back before I was rudely interrupted to my Not Cool for this week. And going back to pop music, you've heard of a little Carly Rae Jepsen, haven't you?
Nope, never heard of her.
You never heard of her. She was, I believe, the first one to
sing Call Me Maybe.
She did tell you to
throw
a wish in the well.
Play it whenever I wanted you to.
Because I had it ready now.
You're just being selfish now.
I am. I'm a little pissed at Carly Rae Jepsen because she's like blowing up and none of her songs are about anything.
Dude, she's been blowing up.
Like, heck, maybe you could call me.
Look up the song.
I just met you.
Look up the song on Wikipedia. See when it was released. This is an awesome song.
All right, let's just. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Dude, keep playing it. Dude, I challenge anybody to not listen to this. To listen to this and not have a good time.
I mean, yeah, you're right. And I was actually kind of like, it's turning on me, but I still hate it that it's doing that to me, because as I'm writing up why I hate this so much this afternoon, I was like, the songs just keep getting stuck in my head, and I'm like,
dude, I did this dance in college to the song for a sorority.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have it on video?
I think so, actually.
You
know, yeah,
we could put on the stuff from the show page.
I'm trying to remember who it was with.
Did you take your time with the call though? Like, to say yes to it?
Mm-mm.
Did you take
I
your
never
time
take
with
my
fall?
Time with the fall, though.
But you gave it nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
It was in your way.
See, you know the lyrics to this song.
Who doesn't know that? There's like five lyrics.
Dude, you know, you go online and watch the Jimmy Fallon Classroom Instruments video.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I just met you,
and this is crazy. Maybe it isn't bad. It's not all bad.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I hate the writing. It feels like there was like a 5-year-old that could have put this song together.
She writes songs for Justin Bieber.
And he doesn't really have any great songs.
They're Canadians. Have you ever heard Beauty and the Beat?
No. Is that a real song?
It's a real song.
Beauty and the Beat?
Yeah, look it up and play it underneath.
But I've got more, because Carly Rae didn't just stop at Call Me Maybe.
Wait.
Now she's got a new one. Have you heard the new one?
Wait, we're skipping Beauty and the Beat, aren't we? Just to be clear.
Is Beauty and the Beat Carly Rae?
No, it's Justin Bieber.
Well, we'll
and
come
Nicki
back
Minaj.
To it. I hate Nicki Minaj.
What's her new song then? Come on,
her
dude,
new
come
song.
On.
You've not heard it before?
I think I probably have. Well,
all right. So, Call Me Maybe. So that was, you know, well thought out. And then she came out with this other one that's called I Really, 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 Really Like You, which is basically how the whole song goes.
Aww.
Here we go, boys and girls.
I don't know this song.
Alex and Cole breaking down the pop music scene in 2015.
I really wanna stop, but I just got love it.
All right, so she's got a taste for it, and she can fly with a ball on the moon. I don't know if balls fly.
Dude,
she's coming off of a home run bat?
This is
know.
An easy joke, but she's got a taste for it. What does that make you think of?
She's got a taste for the D.
Of course.
She's got a taste for the dick.
Yeah, of course.
How old is Carly Rae? Is that appropriate for us to be saying?
I think she's probably around our age. Look up. Another person who's our age.
Well, here we go. Back to the sun.
Let's see how old she is.
Making her wait for it. Are we talking about sex?
Carly.
Huh?
Ray.
No.
I'm looking her up.
Song is kind of catchy now.
Oh, she's older than both of us.
Okay, good. So it's cool. She looks like she's like 16.
How old do you think she is? Give me an over under.
Now? I'd guess 27.
Like, she's 29.
This is the chorus. So pretty much what she was like is just like, let's just make this the chorus. I really, 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 really like you. And like, yeah, that's great. We'll just stick it with that. Instead of adding other words, you can just use really a bunch of times.
Okay, so...
No?
Yeah, no, I'm still stuck on calling.
You understand what my frustration is with this
song? No, I don't. Dude, just let loose and have fun with this music. I was looking up. I was sorry, I was distracted. I was looking up to see when Call Me Maybe came out.
When did it come out?
2011, when we were in the heat of college.
Is this Beauty and the Beat?
Yeah.
I just feel like we're hosting a music show right now.
It's great, isn't
Our
it?
Our top 10 countdown with Alex and Cole on the ones and twos.
So we're going to be sued by Ariana Grande.
We've got a lawsuit coming out.
Carly Rae Jepsen and now Justin fucking Bieber.
And they all have lots of money, so.
Yeah.
Good thing we're making so much on this podcast.
I legit like this song.
Did you watch the roast of Justin Bieber?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
You're missing out.
You watched it?
It was pretty funny.
How did you watch it?
on demand.
You paid for it?
Nope. I have it.
Oh, yeah, you have cable. You have cable. See, yeah, iTunes is trying to charge me $7 for it.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, you're...
I'm
wait,
done
you're,
with that song.
No,
I'm
dude,
done
you're
with
getting
it.
To
There's
the
no
best
more
part.
Beat. There's no more beat. The beauty's gone. The beat's gone. It's all gone.
Okay.
All of it is gone.
That's fine.
Are we going to move to You're Not Cool?
Oh, we're still in... We're doing Not Cool?
My Not Cool was Carly Rae Jepsen and like her like lack of actual like lyrics
dude,
that mean anything in a song.
That's not... That's just like an apparent thing in pop music. Like, dude... Like,
I know, but it just pisses me off. Those are her two songs. They mean nothing.
But you kind of admitted to liking it.
Yeah, okay. It was a horrible Not Cool and maybe the worst one ever, but just move on. We're moving on. We're moving past this because I'm better than that now.
Well, you know what is another industry that's not cool?
What would that be?
Weddings.
You've already talked about the weddings, huh?
Yeah, okay, so I was on a bachelor party. So let's say, do you plan on having a wedding one day?
I would like to, yes.
Okay.
What about you, Cole? Maybe?
Yeah, dude, I totally. Dude, okay, so I used to be like this huge like romantic, okay? Like I was so all about it, just like head over heels.
I just love romance.
Yeah, and I would get like these crazy feelings about like girls and stuff like that. And
you'd make your penis tingle sometimes.
No, it wasn't that. It was like my heart would hurt so, and I would get like so like love struck and stuff like that. So, but I kind of find myself like I have a girlfriend now.
Okay.
And I find myself just being so jaded to weddings. So I'm at a wedding for one of my best friends in the entire world. Great guy. Love him to death. I'm so honored that he asked me to be a groomsman. But like, I don't get why in weddings. So like, okay, I get, like, I paid for the bachelor party, okay? And this is just me, like, literally not understanding. Pay for the bachelor party. Okay, so let's say you asked me to be in your wedding. Why should I have to pay for the suit? Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, could you say no? I guess you could say no, I don't want to pay for the suit.
But, like, I'm wearing it for your wedding. Like, granted, now I have a...
I didn't pick this suit out.
Well, granted, like... I have a really dope-ass Michael Kors suit now, which is really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is cool, but we're talking about what's not cool about it. And
right.
What's not cool about it? The not cool about it is, first thing, that this podcast is free, and for two, I had to pay for it.
So it seems like you're in the red right there.
I'm in the red with this suit. And it sucks because I'm trying to get back in the black, and... I'm not being able to do that because, like, now I have to pay for the suit. I had to pay to get it tailored.
So when they tailor your suit, they basically make it, like, shorter, right? And
yeah,
they take away fabric and they charge you for it, right?
Yeah,
you get
but,
less suit for money.
Yeah, but it, like, looked ridiculous on me. Like, I'm a small guy. I'm a slender guy. And so I wanted it really slim fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they charged me. I mean, I don't even know if you – I wouldn't even know how much it would cost to get it done. But I went and got my suit tailored yesterday, which was kind of cool. But, like, do you have a guess at all? Is that, like, how much it would cost to tailor?
$200?
No. It wasn't that much.
What was it? It made it seem like it was going to be ridiculous.
Well, $135 is still a lot of money.
That's pretty expensive.
And you know, I'm still going to say, I don't think my friend is going to be listening to this podcast, but, like, if he did, like, I'm so stoked to be in his wedding. Like, absolutely stoked, dude. He's going to be an awesome husband. Him and his fiance, like, are planning a beautiful ceremony. And I'm with some of my best friends in it. And it's going to be an incredible situation. The only reason I say that is because, like, you know, being a young guy involved in media is really hard to make any money in. Would you agree?
Now it just seems like you're bitching about a personal problem.
No, I am. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only reason why I'm griping about it is because money's tight.
Well, what about renting a tux? You could rent those
things. I've rented a tux for a wedding before.
But isn't that kind of typical? Like,
but no, that's not the point. The point isn't, about the suit. The point is like, okay, like, I don't understand wedding culture because, like, why am I having to pay for something that's for you?
Yeah.
And then I have to pay for a hotel on top of that.
And you had to buy a gift.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
You didn't get a gift?
No, the wedding's not for another month. How much should the gift be?
I don't know. I thought you went to a wedding this weekend.
Wait, no. I didn't go to a wedding. I went to a bachelor party.
Oh, that's what
That's what I was saying earlier. Remember, I was in Colorado, and you were making, like, sound effects implying that I was smoking marijuana.
I thought you had gone to Colorado for the wedding.
No. I'm going in a few weeks to Austin, Texas for a wedding. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know that it's not cool. Maybe it's just me being selfish. Like, I'm kind of a selfish dude, I guess.
Yeah, but I think everybody is to an extent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is this valid?
I don't know. We maybe have just, we probably just did the worst not cool in the history of
I don't think it was
maybe.
Worse. I mean, do people get it? I don't think that's
no,
bad.
No, yours is much better than mine, because mine was shit, but.
How was your shit?
Because I kind of turned on the songs like, yeah, you're right, they are catchy. Well, I hate the writing.
Dude, if I wouldn't have given this big long spiel about how much I've been digging pop music lately, I don't think you would have gone on it. Not that my opinion
I was pretty mad. I was pretty mad about it when I was writing it, but then the songs kept getting stuck in my head, and it was like making me even more mad because I don't like it when I don't have, when I have songs that I don't like.
Cue Ariana Grande song.
I don't want to.
Problems.
I'm not going
featuring
to.
Featuring Iggy Azalea.
I'm not
cue
going
it.
To do it. Not happening. We're moving on to a new part of Fassy Gravy.
Jack, our producer Jack. Producer Jack, please play.
That's a joke that no one gets.
Except you and I. But it's so fun. Come on, Jack, play it.
All right. It's for all of you guys, Inside Baseball here, there's a show that Cole has to work every weekend. We're not naming the show. And it's a show that is brand new every week, but they use the same exact bits over and over and over again. And they use the same sound
drops.
Effects over and over again. And he always looks like you, Jack. And it's like a fake sound applause and everything. And you can tell that he's like trying to pretend like it's like a studio audience and like make it that joke. And it's very cheesy. And we always make fun of it because he like doesn't change it up at all. Like he'll change like a couple of sentences every now and then, but it's the same spiel.
Dear God, this guy really tries to.
He gives it his all and it's an A for effort.
Well,
we don't dislike him.
Maybe we're hating on him because I guess he's making money off.
He's making way more money than us. So we
he's
better shut
like,
up.
Probably in his 50s.
We should shut up. We should shut up about it. We're going to move on to a deep conversation in the shallow end.
Do you have music for that? Dude, you've got it. Dude, come on.
Deep conversation.
Play Moby's Porcelain under this. End. Play Moby's Porcelain.
I can't just like pull up music right now. You would have had to tell me ahead of time.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Well, that's what
play happens. Play it, play it, play it.
No, I'm not playing it. We're going to start our conversation, Cole. See this guy. You give him one little audio thing, and he thinks we got to play audio under everything.
I love playing audio under things.
I know you do.
It's great.
It's very apparent that you like playing audio under things. All right. This week, we're going to talk about how our minds affect our health. How our minds are affecting our health. Do you think they are? They go together? Do you think that
yeah,
you have a healthy
dude.
Mind? Do you have a healthy body? Do you think?
Most definitely, dude. A lot of psychosomatic. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely.
Because, you know, like, you're around those people. Have you ever been around those people that are, like, always sick almost? It's like, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, my nose. And it's like, I mean, I understand that like, you could have allergies and stuff, but you can't be sick every day.
Oh,
and there's people that just complain about that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've had a stuffy nose for, like, 6 months. And it's like, no, you don't. That doesn't happen.
No, yeah, they do. And then they use it as an excuse at work.
Yeah. There are people that do that.
Yeah. No, definitely. No, dude, I'm huge on that. Like, okay, I want you to go on your... I don't want to say spiel. That was really rude to frame it that way. But, like, go, like, frame this, and then I want to, like, because I have a lot to say about, like, kind of how stress and anxiety can affect your health.
Well, just, I don't know, like I just really didn't know where I wanted to go with this whole, like, thing. Like, I think Deep Conversations of Shallow End is a really funny name. So I thought that'd be kind of cool to, like, do. And just, like, every week just kind of talk about some weird question that's kind of, like, a question that everybody would maybe have. And, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like lack of sleep a lot of times affects your mind and sometimes
well,
some things and just, like, I don't know. It's,
if you're
it's
stressed
a weird
out,
question I've always wondered.
No, if you're stressed out, then you're going to have a lack of sleep. Like last night, I did not sleep well and I unexpectedly had to do a strenuous activity today, at least mentally.
You had to give a blowjob.
At work today and I'm exhausted today. So I have a lot of issues with anxiety and stuff like that. And I worry a lot. Maybe it's because I care too much. So, and that affects me a lot. Like
because your mind isn't allowing your
because
body
your mind
to rest.
Like, and it's a bummer, dude. Because like I find myself like the other day, I found myself like I was going out with my girlfriend to get her nose re-pierced, and I was being so mean to her, so mean, to the point where I made her cry, and. And I realized that this was all like me just kind of like lashing out based upon my own stresses. And I think that that's a pretty common problem in relationships and stuff like that. Not necessarily making your significant other cry. but things that kind of translate, like even like if I've been stressed out at work or whatever, it affects your sex drive, like totally affects your sex drive.
Yeah, I can do that.
It also affects your day-to-day productivity. Like, for example, I think the best thing that I've ever gotten – was a Xanax prescription. Like,
did you go to Dr. Dave? Because if That's all I get prescribed.
I didn't go to that quack.
I have a stomachache, and he's like, "Well, Alex, why don't you just take some Xanax for
it?" Dude, it's that thing, man. That is, I mean, it's a slippery slope to take Xanax because, you know, it also is like addictive and people can get really messed up on it. But I can honestly say I've never abused it at all because, like, I get, and tell me how you feel about this, but at nighttime, like, we're recording this pretty late at night, like, most people are probably in bed right now, but, I'm much more relaxed at nighttime because it kind of seems like the time isn't such a factor and everything like that.
I think that's different depending on like your schedule is much different than a lot of other people's schedule, right? Because I feel like now if like you had a 9-to-5 job, you're worried about getting sleep because you got to get up, you got to get ready to go to work in the morning. So you might be nervous that, man, why am I up so late or whatever?
Yeah,
I'm not
gonna get
enough sleep.
But I wake up in the mornings incredibly anxious. Like, a lot of the times I'll have to go on a run.
You have like a schedule for your whole day when you get up?
Like, me personally?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I mean, I think you've gotten a pretty good idea of like how I operate. Yeah, I do have a schedule for a day. I can't just like, I feel that like my brain tells me like, oh my God, I'm wasting time. And this is something I didn't realize. I've always been a pretty responsible dude. But like, man, I find myself not wasting time anymore, feeling guilty about wasting time because like, you know, this all kind of goes back to the fact that, like, so we are trying to make it be successful in an internet medium, which the internet never stops. It's impossible to keep up with.
Never, ever.
And I think that, like, you know, my brain, especially in the mornings, is like, oh, my God, I need to be tweeting. Oh, my God, I need to be writing a film review. Oh, my God, I should be, like, recording something. I should be doing something. And so I get really stressed out, which also affects the work. Like, even today, like, man, I couldn't even focus to think about you know, what exactly we were going to talk about because I'm so tired. But it's crazy how you kind of think that whenever, you know, you have this whole show laid out and then you can't get it out whenever it comes out just because of just other stresses in your life. So, I mean, I don't know if this is what you're getting at, but the point being is mornings for me are so, so stressful, and I will take a Xanax and then my day, like, it's weird how it just, like, kicks in. And it doesn't do anything to me, like, you know, I don't feel fucked up or anything like that. I just, it takes away the anxiety. And it kind of instills, like, this, like, weird sense of confidence in you. It's a crazy drug, dude. And, you know, and ever since I've taken it, like,
So what you're saying is basically that it calms your mind enough to, like, allow your body
To think,
and you've, I guess you may not be healthier by being on Xanax, but it makes you feel healthier, like, mentally and physically because you're aware of it and you're not stressed about everything.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It slows everything down. It slows everything down. It's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. So, yeah, I don't know if that was just, like, a big long rant for nothing.
When I was trying to think about, like, the answer to the question, how do our minds affect our health, I'm repeating it again like we're doing, like, a study.
Yeah, let's bring it home.
Like, the two questions that I kind of, like, felt like you would have to answer to find out how they would corroborate together was, what do you need to feel physically healthy and what do you need to feel mentally healthy?
Well, you also need to have a good diet. I diet
well, right,
really
but, like,
well.
That would be part of being physically healthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, but, like, what do you think, like, the differences in between being physically healthy and mentally healthy would be? Like, and how would those go together?
I think,
like, obviously, if you eat shitty, you're going to be tired faster, which is going to make your mind probably wear out quicker. Or not wear out quicker, but just be tired and not as sharp, depending on, like, if you take fish oil every day, it's supposed to help you. So, like, I guess that'll help you, like, physically and mentally.
Dude, man, I mean, like, you know, I see, I always feel kind of weird even bringing this up, but, like, it's a lot more socially acceptable now, you know, and I'm cool with bringing it up at this point since we're talking about it in this context, but, like, marijuana usage is the number one thing that's, like, the best. It is the absolute best.
For, like, relaxing people
and
stuff?
Yeah, and just to reset. Like, you
but
have
see, all... I think marijuana doesn't always have that effect on people, and there's people that are against it, but there's also people that get very paranoid on marijuana, and I think that gives them almost the reverse effect than it does someone that takes it to relax, because there's some people that take it, and they're not really... people that are used to that effect and they don't like that effect, and then they start constantly worrying about what's going on, who's doing what. Like, I've seen people that it has a bad effect on, and it's not like a horrible negative effect. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't like how it feels. It doesn't kill them. It's not bad for them. But
for me, so I grew up on Ritalin my whole life.
I did too.
And so I was talking to my doctor about it recently when I did. When she gave me, like, a non-refillable, like, Xanax prescription to get me through all this stress and just I do a lot. I have a lot of different projects going on and whatnot. And so I got on Xanax and I was telling her about smoking marijuana. And, you know, obviously we're in Texas and so it's a stigma and, you know, and hopefully this wouldn't hurt me getting a job in the future, because I still think about that, because I'm the kind of guy, I still need a resume to get a job. And
right.
If anybody heard this, I don't know how they would construe, oh, well, this guy's a pothead loser. Well, that's not the case. For me, whenever I do indulge in that, it's a way to reset and clear my mind. And actually, it actually gives me more mental health for the next day to kind of reset and whatnot. And that's what my doctor advised me to keep doing. She said, look, you know, people with ADD, this has a really good it has a really good rate to calm you down, obviously, to calm you down and kind of make you more present. Because as a person who has like ADD and anxiety, you're always worrying about the future and not just staying present in the moment and not listening. Like even when we're podcasting here, you and I have a really good rapport with each other. You're thinking about like the next thing you're going to say. You're not actually just sitting back and enjoying the moment and listening to what.
Do you think everybody does that? Because I feel like a lot of times you think that you might be the only person. Like, I feel like I always like, man, no one else does that. And then you kind of find out other people do have the same like nervous things that you have, and like the weird like tics that you'll get sometimes when you feel like a certain way, and you just never like vocalize that to people.
Yeah, definitely. Like even before we were recording, I was like, dude, let's get this going. And I'm just like, dude, like that's a ridiculous kind of thing to think about. And then it all goes back to time. Like if we didn't have this damn freaking, you know, concept of time, which is totally essential, I think life would be so much easier. If we didn't have time or money, I think the world, I don't know, the world would probably be like a dystopian like wasteland,
like,
but
like Pink Floyd.
What is that? Is that a,
you said time.
Oh, Pink Floyd has a song called Time. Is that on Dark Side of the Moon?
It is.
Okay. I'm not a huge Pink Floyd fan, even though when I was in Colorado, I did see a Pink Floyd cover band.
Really? How were they?
I don't know.
You don't like Pink Floyd, so you probably didn't.
No, I do like Pink. I just don't like really listen to them, I guess. Even though in high school, I did listen to Dark Side of the Moon with The Wizard of Oz.
Was that awesome?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. But, I mean, I don't know. Are we trying to close out this? Because I could just keep going and going about.
I mean, it's up to you, man. I don't know. This is our first trial. If you guys like it, let us know. If you don't, let us know.
I think people will like it.
I think it's kind of, it'd be kind of cool to, like, instead of us just being stupid all the time. Like, we are stupid, and we're going to be stupid constantly. But I think it's kind of cool to, like, at least have something that, like, we wonder throughout the week. And it may just be some stupid question we have. But like now we can move on to questions that you guys have.
Yeah, no, definitely. And and it kind of seems like the point of this too is to kind of relate to it. At least maybe, you know, people don't know who I am or probably what I really even look like. But you know, it is kind of cool to hear what other people think in like life stories. Maybe you can relate to it some way. Maybe not. Fuck, I don't know. But that's just my own neuroses. Like I'm a I can be a kind of a neurotic dude.
Neurotic.
Yeah, and I lash out against the ones I love in horrible ways.
You do occasionally.
No, I don't. No.
Not too much.
Not too much. Sometimes I freak out.
Are you ready for answers then?
Nope.
Well, we're doing it regardless.
Well, we're out. See ya. I'm turning off my mic.
Jacob Campbell writes us this week. He's going to be our first one out the gate. And he says, what happens if a fire breaks out in the middle of a fire drill?
Wait, what does that mean? In a fire drill, four fires?
Like you're doing the fire drill because, you know, nobody really takes it seriously, I guess. So what happens if like a real fire comes out? Is everybody like, ah, screw it, it's just a drill?
I don't like that question.
I don't know. It wasn't the best, but I felt like it was. I would say you would continue pretending that it was a drill and then just follow outside and, you know, stay safe.
I remember when I was a kid in elementary school, they had this room that we would go into filled with this vanilla smoke. Did you ever do that?
Vanilla smoke?
It was like smoke, and it was like a fire drill, and I remember being so scared to go into it, and so just freaking out because you can't see anything. It's like, you know, to prepare you if a fire breaks out. Do you have any clue what I'm talking about?
Nah, really.
Oh well, I went to a private school, so I didn't really. I went to public school.
All right, so continue.
That's it.
That's all you had there.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a small little anecdote.
Okay, well, you know. Nice. Let's move on.
I guess.
As weed becomes legal, this is from. I do not know who this is from. They did not include a name. This is from somebody anonymous.
This is from Mary Jane.
As weed becomes more and more legalized, does that mean it's going to eventually be cool for people to call the cops when someone steals their weed? That's from Maddie Price. There we go.
When someone steals their weed?
When weed becomes more and more legalized, is it going to be cool eventually to call the cops when someone steals your weed? I would say yes, because then it would be like, hey, someone stole my car.
Or would it be like, oh, someone stole my pack of cigarettes?
I mean, they probably wouldn't, yeah, they probably won't care, but I don't think you'll get in trouble, because now if you're like, hey, somebody stole my weed, back, well, let's go help you find it. Oops, you're arrested.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. There was not the best questions coming out the gate tonight, boys and girls. Today, boys and girls.
That's okay.
All right, here's... Okay, I think it steps up. I think it steps up here. Harrison Fedor writes us.
Harrison Ford?
Fedor.
Oh.
If only it was Harrison Ford. He says, birdbath or stone container for filthy water? Okay.
These are horrible questions.
All right, so is it a birdbath or is it a stone...
This is why I hate this segment.
Is it a birdbath or is it a stone container for filthy water? Think about it, though. That's actually pretty good. Because, like,
it's a bird.
Have you ever seen, like, a birdbath with, like, fresh water in it, though? It's always just dirty, shitty water.
Yeah, of course. No one swaps that out.
So I would say it would be a container for filthy water.
Maybe that's all just bird urine in there.
It probably is. Like, why would you want to bathe in that?
They don't care. They're rats with wings.
Are they?
I like birds.
Those are pigeons.
Dude, I chased some pigeons the other day.
Did
with
you?
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I was like in a grocery store parking lot and I was...
Kicked their ass, man.
I was just chasing them with a... Dude, I'm an idiot. God, nobody cares about this. I shouldn't even bring that up. I'm an idiot.
Nope, you already started the story, though.
That's it. Like, that's seriously it. It's horrible.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. Major market podcasting, people.
I would say that it would be a container of filthy water. You know what? This whole podcast is turning into a birdbath of a podcast.
the birdbath cast.
We're having a birdbath conversation here, which just means it's a shitty conversation.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah? All right. Let's move on then.
Okay.
Clay Gilbreth. Orion. Time for a new belt?
What?
I guess the belt's a little old if you think about it.
What is he talking about?
Orion's belt.
He said, Orion, time for a new belt.
Orion, time for a new belt?
No, it's a figurative belt.
Is it a figurative belt? Because it's there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm coming in there.
You're
I'm
coming
mad.
In there?
I'm coming
Cole's,
in there.
Cole's pretty pissed. No, we've got one more, though. I think you should get a new belt, Orion. This is not a very strong
What size belt is it?
Like 3 star lengths.
Oh, okay. My belt is 2 star lengths.
Oh, yeah? I don't know how many star lengths my belt is. Just tweet us in with your belt starlings.
Oh, stop it.
And our final question for the week. This podcast really, like, really took a shit at the very end, didn't it? It just fell apart.
Well, I don't
Cole's
know.
Really not bringing the enthusiasm, boys and girls.
I don't like doing this segment.
Why?
Because I don't like the questions.
You don't like interacting with people that listen to you?
I do, but I'd rather them just call me on my cell phone. My cell phone.
We'll give out Cole's cell phone.
I would get no calls, and nobody slapped me at South by Southwest, so in your fucking face.
South by Slap Cole. We're actually going to make that a festival next year.
I was busy working.
We're going to surprise you and tell you South by is going to be a different week, and you're going to show up all excited, and everybody's just going to smack you when you get there.
Interviewing,
what kind of sick festival is this?
Interviewing celebrities.
Interviewing the celebs.
Seeing Nick Kroll in person.
Nick Kroll, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Mm.
No?
It's Kroll.
All right. Our final question this week comes from Kara Geiger. And she says, how big is too big for a swimming pool?
Olympic-sized?
If you can fit a Starbucks in your swimming pool,
your
swimming pool might be too big.
If you can fit a Walmart inside your swimming pool.
If you have an Alcoholics Anonymous group meeting in the swimming pool and also at the same time have a Bible study group meeting in your swimming pool might be too big.
If you... conduct Scientology audits inside your swimming pool. that doesn't even make sense, does it?
I mean, that'd be a lot of people. An audit's just 2 people.
Do you want to do an audit right now on Pass the Gravy?
Gosh, did you watch that documentary?
Do you want to read my Thetan levels?
I don't think I can. I don't know how to. I'm not qualified.
Dude, all it is a fucking lie detector machine.
It's a 1/3 of a lie detector machine.
Yeah.
It's not even proven to work.
So for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, this is what we should have talked about on the freaking podcast, was that awesome documentary. What's it called? Going Clear.
Going Clear. Yeah.
Going Clear.
Something about the prison of Earth or whatever.
Going Clear, but it's okay. So it's directed by Alex Gibney, who's an awesome documentarian. He's done movies on Hunter S. Thompson, Gonzo, whatever. But Going Clear is this just awesome. Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief. Premiered at Sundance, but dude, it is a killer, killer documentary.
To be fair to Scientology, I think you could probably make a documentary about this with a lot of religions where people would be like, yeah, I can see some shitty things in there and some things that seem like they don't add up. I think you could do that if you made a documentary focused on that with any religion.
Maybe. Really. This is based on a book, this documentary.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if you wrote a book, you could people do this all the time where they make Christianity look like this is made up. They make Buddhism look like this isn't real. Like, everything. You can make a religion look like it's not that. But they did make these people seem fucking crazy, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they did. Especially the guy who runs it.
The guy that took over after Hubbard died.
Yeah, what's his name? David
Mikovich or something like that.
I forgot his name.
People that are listening that have not seen it are like, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, I think people know what Scientology is. But oh my gosh, there were just certain scenes at the beginning of it that would show him when he was younger. The guy who would run, he was like giving speeches and stuff like that. And it was creepy to me because like he's this like...
The fact that they just took all their people onto three boats, like ships, and just made a fleet of ships. Like, we're going to just govern ourselves out here.
Yeah,
in the
international
ocean.
Waters. But yeah, it was just creepy because it was like this really handsome, like good-looking guy, like giving these really creepy speeches. I don't know. That movie
And then the fact that to like keep people in the church, you basically would do your a confessional at your audit, and they would write down all the shit you confessed. And then like if you had any bad stuff, like... That you were like, oh, I'm going to leave the church or whatever. They're like, well, we're going to tell everybody that you're into transsexual hookers. We're going to tell them that. And then everybody's going to know.
Or we're going to tell everybody that you eat Twinkies every night.
Even though we encouraged you to give us all your dirty laundry and you did it. Now we're going to screw you over.
Yeah, it's for really weak people. That was really mean. I don't know.
Seemed like it was for easily manipulated people in the beginning.
Yeah, or even people who are like trying to, like, it seemed like they were trying, they frame it with people who are like trying to get ahead in Hollywood.
I honestly think you believe what you believe, and as long as that makes you happy, that's all you got to do.
Definitely. You know? Yeah. So do we have any more answers?
Are we going to end it on that note?
Do we have any more answers? Yeah, we can. I don't care.
Believe what you've got to believe, everyone.
Dude, I'm just sitting here with my feet kicked back in the Past the Gravy Studios.
Real relaxing?
I'm just relaxing, dude. I don't care what. My dog's at home, probably pissed all over my floor.
Hey, well, it happens sometimes.
You know, I've had a long day, man. I've had a long day.
Why don't we sign off then, huh?
Yeah, you're playing problems.
There we go.
Play it.
All right. We will talk to you guys next week. Anything? Oh, wait. What am I even doing signing off? We got to tell you guys to go to Amazon.com. Or not Amazon.com. Go to PastGravyPod.com. Use our Amazon link to buy any of your Amazon banners. Anything for you, Cole? At Words by Cole.
Yep.
At Alex J. Middleton. Fuck you, Curtis. You've been on two of these since 2015 started, so don't worry about following at Curtis Chafin on Twitter.
No.
See what I just did there? At Pass the Gravy Pod, passthegravypod@gmail.com, Amazon banner, passthegravypod.com. We will talk to you guys
next week. Play that song. Wait. Just leave it. Don't cut us off.
We're signing off with this song, buddy.
Well, can we talk under it for a while?
You really want to?
Yeah, why not? You know, this is a little...
We're done.
This is a little behind the scenes.
We're done. Pass the gravy, bitches!
What you got? Smart money, then I'll be better. better off without you. In no time I'll be forgetting all about you. You're saying that you know, but I really, really doubt you. Understand, my life is easy when I ain't around you. Iggy, Iggy, too biggie to be his present. I'm thinking I love the thought of you more than I love your presence. And the best thing now is probably for you to exit. I let you go, let you back, I finally learned my lesson. Your head stepping either you want it or you just playing. I'm listening to you knowing I can't believe what you're saying. It's a million you, baby boo, so don't be dumb. I got 99 problems, but you won't be one. Like what?